Hi guys, good morning. This is Dr. Muhammad Firoz Alam, Department of English, BN College, Bhagalpur. My dear friend, I would like to talk about the poem, The Second Coming by William Butler Yeats. It is of six paper, as you people know. The Second Coming is narrated by a speaker who is observing the world around him with horror. The poem begins with the phrase, turning and turning in the widening gyre, a sentence that evokes an occult symbol that perpetually fascinated William Butler Yeats. Interlocked circles, a gyre is a spider or vortex, and it's believed that the universe was comprised of interlocked circles, which together make up individual lives that coalesce to form the whole of existence. Essentially, this first line is just a complex way of saying that something is happening in the world, something is churning and awakening, some new existence is rising out of the current haze of life that we all live in, expanding it and enlarging the scope of what life is and altering how the world works on a fundamental level. The whole first section finds the speaker observing a world that is losing touch with order and morality. Violence is destroying innocence. People have become detached from their leaders. Something fundamental is dissolving, and people who believe in goodness are being silenced, while the loudest speakers are the villains and chaos bringers. The second section, beginning with the line, "Surely some revelation is at hand," finds the speaker sure that some major shift is happening around him. All this chaos cannot be an accident. Certainly, something vast is coming, some distorted version of the Christian's apocalypse is descending upon the land. Some ending is approaching. The third section describes the speaker's vision for what the second coming. This new world, redefined by all the violence and chaos that occurred in the past, might look like. He thinks about the Spiritus Mundi, which is a Latin term meaning world spirit, and begins to visualize images within this world spirit, including desert sphinxes and shadowy birds. By the end of the poem, the speaker is sure that something even worse is coming. Some nightmare, some rough beast is rising, approaching the earth at a rapid pace. He does not know what this creature is, but he can sense its approach, and it is the ominous core of the second coming. My dear friend, it is very noticeable point to understand what the second coming actually means. Another word you can say, the omniverse core, that mysterious tide of evil and mystery approaching the world in the form of a modernity full of violence, war, and the loss of traditional meaning and values as we people in this modern age have been observing. All the said things by W. Yeats in this poem. My dear friends, if you people have any problem with the regard of this my lecture, you can ask me on the WhatsApp and individual number as is given on the Facebook and other means. Thank you very much for patient hearing.